Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 features once a week Caroline's Cause Corner. Caroline Bruder in studio to introduce our new guest this week. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Tyler. Good morning. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to introduce Valerie Van Cleef. She is the vice chair of Oceana, which is an amazing organization. It's a global organization that is protecting our waters. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, Valerie.
It's nice to be here.
So, give us the scoop on Oceana and what your global initiative is.
Well, as you said, Oceana is the largest international ocean conservation organization dealing specifically with ocean-related issues. We have offices throughout the world, and really our emphasis is on protecting biodiversity and the people that rely on it for a source of protein and livelihood.
So give us an example of some of the programs that you, there are so many, so I know that you probably could be here all day telling us all that you do. You have expeditions and you have education, some education, and all these programs that people can check out on your website. But go ahead and talk about some of the things that you do and some results that you guys have accomplished.
We basically looked at why is the integrity of the ocean, the way it is, and why is it declining? And pollution is a very big issue, but it's that basically we're taking too much out of the ocean, and the fish are declining. So we looked at ways of how we can change that. And commercial industrial overfishing is really the biggest challenge. So what we're trying to do is design and promote and revitalize fisheries in a sustainable way so that we can literally save the oceans to feed the world.
Right, right. I love that. Your CEO of Oceana wrote a really great book, The Perfect Protein. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? And President Bill Clinton wrote the foreword. So
yeah, that's right.
Really amazing.
We are fortunate to have a lot of smart people that work at Oceana, and one of them is our CEO, Andy Sharpless. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this terrific read about the importance of wild fish in the matrix of the food that we eat and how important it is going to be in the future, particularly if it's true that we're going to have 9 billion people by 2050, and there's a real challenge of how we're actually going to feed them. And if we sustainably manage probably the most important resource on Earth, our oceans, and the fish in them, we can provide a protein meal to a billion people every day. So it's our goal to make the fisheries around the world, encourage them to be sustainable so that we can save the ocean to feed the world.
Yeah, it's a fact that the omegas in the fish actually, really help brain function. So could you call fish a perfect protein?
I think it is. In a lot of ways, it's the most cost-effective form of animal protein. Mm-hmm. Uses mm-hmm. virtually no fresh water, very little CO2 to get it, and obviously doesn't use any land. We're not taking down forests to put up farmland. So that's why we call it the perfect protein.
Yeah, I love it. So for the listeners, the book's called The Perfect Protein and has great recipes in it. So check it out and buy one and start cooking with it. So let's drill down to local. Tell me what's going on locally here with our oceans and how people can help get involved to be change makers.
Well, there's lots of things that people can do on the local level and a personal level, and I think one of them is just to get informed, learn about the issues, and a good way to do that, of course, is go onto our website, oceana.org, and speak out and spread the word. And another good way to do that, again, is to get on Oceana's website and become a wave maker. It's free. And it's a way to amplify your voice. And that's a very important, and we need that as an organization to promote the protecting and restoring the oceans. So, and everything from just being mindful of your carbon footprint, using less fertilizer is runoff, especially on our coastline, mm-hmm. is a big issue. And learn about the fish that you eat. Where did it come from? Where was it processed? What type of fish it is? Ask a lot of questions and just be mindful of what you're eating and the way of seafood and other foods.
Yeah, I have a friend who we go out to dinner and she'll happily ask the waiter and the manager of the restaurant why they're serving certain fish because it is not sustained properly.
Right,
you know?
Right.
One of my favorite things off your website is the Seafood Watch form or list. Because a lot of people know that there's big issues around which seafood to eat and why or what not to eat and which seafood is being overfished. But it's confusing. So you have a great list that people can just go to, download off your website, and check out. And I think that's an awesome value for people, resource. So what other things can people find on your site?
Well, for locally here, what's happening in California, right now there's Oceana's working very diligently on an issue that is very local. There's the swordfish fishery off of California uses drift gill nets, which is they're basically a mile-long nets, 100 mile or 100 feet high. And they put them out there and they catch indiscriminately basically everything that gets in their way. And I think in the last 6 years, there's been accidental killings of 600 mammals, everything from sperm whales, fin whales, gray whales, elephant seals. And so we're trying to transition that fishery and revitalize it so that we can all enjoy swordfish and bring the swordfish population back. And but fish in a more sustainable way mm-hmm, with different mm-hmm. types of gear that are not as wasteful.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea that there were gigantic nets off the California coast that are capturing swordfish. I don't think very many people
yeah.
do.
And it's nice to catch the swordfish, but they're also
right.
getting
so
a lot of what we call
caught.
Bycatch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is, it doesn't need to happen.
I support that 100%. And listeners can go onto oceana.org and learn all about what's happening, learn about their expeditions globally that they conduct, which are amazing. There's just lots and lots of great content there. Is there anything that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I think there's a lot of hope. We have basically the tools to turn this around, and that's why I personally am excited about being involved. It doesn't take a new invention. It's not expensive. It's not rocket science mm-hmm. to just create sustainable fisheries throughout the world so that we can feed the ocean and save the world. So I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, that's a really great, you know, campaign. Feed the ocean, feed the world, save the oceans all at the same time. For the listeners out there, if you want to help Oceana right now, if you become a member of KX93.5, while this segment is airing, you can go onto the website and click on Oceana for a donation. You can also go directly to their website and donate. And this is an amazing organization. And yes, there's lots and lots of star power attached. We have to mention that there was a great event that people heard about that had Leonardo DiCaprio, and they have lots of celebrities involved because they do such an amazing job. I want to thank you, Valerie Van Cleve from Oceana, for being on the show. And
it's been a pleasure.
And go on to Facebook, Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and you'll learn more about Oceana. So thanks very much. This is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.